Pei Hei Omer Aleph at the bottom. Okay, the Mishnah says that if a woman makes a neder that her earnings should be usher to her husband, so the Tanakhama says that there's no reason to be made for the neder because nachal, because her earnings are meshubet to her husband. Rabbi Akiva says that there's a reason to be made for, because maybe she'll earn more than she's chayiv to give to her husband. And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says he has to be made for because maybe he'll divorce her, and then the earnings will become osur to him, and if he wants to marry her back, then they'll be osur. So they're considered dvarim shebeino leveino. Omar Shmuel halachik Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. L'meimer dekesover Shmuel adam magdish dover shelo ba'olam. The halachik is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Then there's a big chiddush here that you can osur something, not just that didn't come into the world yet, but even when it'll come into the world, her earnings aren't here. So she's asking her earnings when they'll come. And they won't be usher to him at that point. Only if he divorces her, then the earnings she has after he divorces her will become usher to him. And only usher to him when he remarries her. Because he's not married, or it makes no difference to him. So now we consider it dvarim shebeino leveino, because she may earn things after she's divorced, and he may remarry her. So that's a really dover shelo b'olam. So Shmuel holds that in that kind of situation, adam makdish dover shelo b'olam, raminu. I'll show you a contradiction to that. Hamakdish maisi de ishto, person who's makdish his wife's earnings, harezu oseva ocheles. The Hamoser, can work, and it's talking in a case where he doesn't feed her. So he has no right to her earnings. So if he's makdish her earnings, it's nachal. She can work and eat, use the earnings. They don't become asr to her, because it's not his. He can't asr something on his wife, it's not his. Okay. So the hamoser, what about the extra, the more than she needs to survive, that taka is his. Reb Meir Omer Hektish. Reb Meir says that's Hektish. And Reb Yochanan Hasandler Omer Chulin. And Reb Yochanan Sandler says no, it's not Hektish. He can't even makdish the extra. The Omer Shmuel, halachic Reb Yochanan Hasandler. Alma ain't on the makdish dover shlovola. What's the reason that Reb Yochanan Hasandler holds that they remain chulin, meaning they're not aser, because they didn't come into the world yet? Can't aser something that she didn't earn yet. So therefore, what's it called? Their mutter. Why? Because ain't other makdish dover shelo b'olam. So you see, the Shmuel holds that ain't other, like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that ain't other makdish dover shelo b'olam. How could Shmuel have said the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri that it does become hektish? Even not only lo bol olam, but lo bol olam double. See Rashi, harizu also vocheles the divrei akol, right? That the initial earnings that she needs for her upkeep, everybody holds, aren't hektish. The amirin hasam meseches ksubas a peregafalpi the b'she'ein malu lo mezonus komayr. He's talking where he doesn't feed her, so therefore her earnings belong to her. The amirin also vocheles pshita the kiven de malu lo mezonus vade also vocheles. How's she going to live? The Armenian Sefer, it's Rechlele Misnei. You need the Sefer where there's extra. Right? But that, this is Daka Dover Pashat, that he can't be Makdish what she earns and not feed her. So that belongs to her. The Hamoser, what happens if she earns more than she needs to survive? Rameir Omer Hegdish, the Kosover Afogad, the Maisi Odeho, Enu Yochla Hakdish. Right, hold the ain on his own, Mishalo. He can't be makdish or maisi of thine. They don't belong to him because he's not feeding her. Right, Rav Meir holds that what's extra, more than she needs for her upkeep, he could be makdish. She a kodesh lachar misasa. And it'll become kodesh after she dies, when he yarshins her maisi of thine. Can't be makdish what she needs to survive. What she has extra, right, potentially could be his if she'll die and he'll yarshin her. So therefore, that's kodesh. and it'll become what's it called, a hekdish after he, after she dies. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer Chulin because Sover Einarim Yochel Hakti Tovar Shlobol Olam. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says it can't be matter something that didn't come into the world yet. Because even when the money will be produced, it's still not his until she'll die. Right? But Omer Shmuel, Hashem Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Shmuel over there said Halacha Zag Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. The Tiknu Lachachami Moa Kesef Tachas Moser Maisa Yodeha Dei Bimala Lo Afilu Bechayera Shalohi. The Kashin Shmuel Shmuel, and it's talking where the extra of her earnings, right? They made a takana that he gets the extra earnings even during her lifetime, and he has to give her a moa kesef, like an allowance, besides her food and upkeep. He's not giving any of that. So the earnings are hers, and she needs that to eat. That for sure is not hektish. The extra earnings, right, could potentially become his if she'll die. So that, Rav Meir holds, he could be makdish, and if she'll, well, she'll die, it'll become hektish then. And Rav Yochanan Sandler says, no, ain't other makdish over shalom ba'olam. Right now it's not his, and therefore he can't be makdish it. And Shmuel Paskins like Rav Yochanan Sandler. GC holds it, ain't other makdish over shalom ba'olam. And here by the nether, we say that he could, what's it called, be matter the nether, based on what's going to be in the future. That's called bein ola veino. The chitema ki komer halacha k'Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, and there's two different girsas over here. This is basically Rashi's girsa. The chitema ki komer halacha k'Rav Yochanan ben Nuri al ha'adofa. Right, who? The komer. When he said the halacha said k'Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, back by the kolnomos, right, he was talking not about the fact that if she'll be divorced, then the, what's it called, the neder will be chal, and then what's it called, will be dvarim shebeino leveino if he ever remarries her. That's not what he was talking about. He was talking only about that the extra that she'll earn now, even though that's also not in the world, but it's still, what's it called, more in the world than something that's going to only be chal after she gets divorced and be married, right? That's what's it called. That's what Rav Shmuel said, the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said two things. He agrees with Rabbi Akiva that he has to be mefer because of the, maybe she'll earn more than what's it called, than she's mechuyev to him. And in addition, not only that, but even if there isn't any more, there's another reason to be mefer, because maybe he'll divorce her and then the things will become usher and he'll want to marry her back. So in the first prat where Rabbi Yochanan Nuri agrees with Rabbi Akiva, that's where Shmuel says the halachas of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. But not in the second prat of something that's so far removed from being in the world now. So he says, that can't be. Lema halachic Rabbi Yochanan Nuri v'adofa. Then he should have said v'feirish. The halachas of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri only in that prat where he agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Inami halachic ketanakama. Or inami ain halachic ketanakama. Or he should have said, the halachas is not like the Tanakama, that there's nothing made for it all. Inami halachic Rabbi Akiva. Or he should have said, the halachas of Rabbi Akiva. Because that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva says. That prat of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Akiva also agrees to him. So therefore, that can't be what Shmuel meant. He must have meant that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri completely. So you see, it could be makdish dover shelo b'olam. So why over here is he holding ain't one makdish dover shelo b'olam? Elam Rav Yosef shani konamos hoel v'adam osur peros chaveru alav osur nami dover shelo b'olam. No, the hekdish is different than neder. By hekdish, you can't ask for something somebody else owns, even on him or on you, right? It's hekdish. It has to be yours. But by nether, you can ask for somebody else's thing on yourself, not yours at all, and you say that thing that person owns is also to me. So since you can ask for somebody else's thing on yourself, you can also ask for dover shalom b'lo'olam. Oser nami dover shalom b'olam alav. Rashi, v'chi teima kima amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri badofa kolomar halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri the amar yother. The halacha says that you should be made for the neder, but not for the same reason that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, but for the first reason that Rabbi Akiva also agrees, because maybe she'll earn more than she's meshubet to him. V'haynu time of the yother mishum hadofa v'lo mishum gerishin. So then lema halacha Rabbi Akiva, then he should have said that halacha is Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri also holds that, but he holds more than that. So he should have said that halacha is Rabbi Akiva. If he didn't hold from the second prat of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, to moki latame mishum hadofa. We're back at the question. Shmuel here holds Adam ein makdish davar shalob olam, and here he holds that he can be mefer because we consider the shalob olam as if it's here. Elam Rav Yosef lolam kesover Shmuel ein adam makdish davar shalob olam. Hekdish, you can't be makdish something that's not here yet. Vishani kol namos, but by nether, there what's not here yet is significant. Okay, so that's why, because nether has a prat that makes it different than hektish. Hektish, I can't aser somebody else's thing, even on myself. I can't be mocked as something as that, what's it called, somebody else owns. But nether, I could aser somebody else's thing on me. So therefore, I can also aser dover shalom ala olam. So Mora says, no, omer le abaya. Bishlama are the most peros chaveru or rav shari are the most peros of al chaveru, right? Just like a person can answer his own peros on somebody else, he can answer somebody else's peros on himself. Ela yes or davar shalom alolam al chaveru shari in are the most peros chaveru al chaveru. How in the world could somebody answer something that's not here to somebody else that he doesn't own yet, right? He can't answer somebody else's peros on that person. I can't say your payer should be ushered to you. I have to own it to make it ushered, right? Or I have to be the person it's ushered to. So therefore, why should I should be able to be ushered a dover shalob olam, which I don't own yet, on you? Just like I can't ushered your thing on you, I can't ushered something that I don't own yet on you. That's what Abaye says. Elom Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua ba'omeres yikadshu yodai la'oseyem diyodayim ho'esnu ba'olam. Right. That Lechora, she's not assuring the earnings. She's assuring her hands, legabi the earnings. And they're already here. It's like assuring a tree or selling a tree for the payrus. If I sell you the payrus right out, that's called Dover Shalob Olam. I can't sell you something that's not here. The payrus aren't on the tree. But if I sell you a schus in the tree, I'm selling you the tree, but not the tree completely. I'm selling you the schus in the tree for the peiros that'll come later. So I'm giving you something right now, a schus in the tree. So same thing over here. I'm being makdish her hands, right? Legabe her work. So enochanami, I'm not makdish the work directly. That's not here, but her hands are here. That's called, what's it called? That's not called makdish dover shalom ba'olam. Mashein kein, by the case of hektish, there nothing is here. So therefore, you can't be makdish dover shalom ba'olam. Rashi, Omar lebi shalom adam osir peiros chaveru alav di shalomer yesu peiros chaveru alav eli yesu dover shalom ba'olam achaveru shebeeze inyan yesh bo koach. Where does he get the power to aser somebody else and somebody else something that he doesn't own yet? Lekach shari ein bo koach leaser peiros chaveru achaveru. He can't aser somebody else's thing on them. Because he doesn't own it. So here he doesn't own the thing he's assuring on the other person. Right? So how could that work? The peiros of her maisi yodayim belong to the husband. Right? So how in the world, only when she'll be divorced they won't belong to him. How in the world could she asser what doesn't belong to her now on her husband? That's Abaye's kasha. So Mara says, no, it's talking where she assered her hands. Yikadshu yodai lo seyem. Yodai hisnu bolam. Her hands are here. The hainu osir peris chaveru olav. Right, and therefore I'm assering, what's it called? She's assering, what she owns to somebody else. That she can do. Okay. So Mara says, the chi amra hachi kich kadesha. How could she answer her hands, legabe her work to the husband? They're meshubet to him, right? V'ha meshabden yodei labal. Okay. The amra lechi megarsha. Right. So she said, my hand should be usher to the work of my hand should be also to you when you'll be megarish me. Right, so that already is the thing that she's assuring is there in the world. It's just not completely in her rishus yet. So she's assuring something that exists for a time that it'll become in her rishus. That's also davar shelo ba'olam, but it's a lesser davar shelo ba'olam than what's it called, than the case of what's it called, of assuring earnings that aren't here, and only for a time that will be later on if he'll marry her back. That's already really far removed. But in a case where what's it called, the things are here, like here she says, my hands, even though the hands right now are meshubed to the husband, but if he'll divorce her, she won't be meshubed. So then the isser will be chal on what she produces with those hands. That Shmuel holds you can do. But to be makdish dover shaloba olam completely, that Shmuel holds you can't do. Rashi. Now the yodayim really belong to her husband. So how could she ask her hands, legabe her work, to her husband when they're his? Where it says, the amr lechi megarshi yikachu. The chosman she b'shu sa'inu asrosa. You can't ask her as long as she is married to him. Vahoch ilo mefer mehashta chayle kedush alayu. But however, if he won't be made for it, if he'll divorce her, then the kedusha will be chal on what she, what's it called, what she earns. In other words, the iser. And if he marries her back, it'll be a problem. So therefore, it's devarim shebeino leveino, based on the fact that the hands are already here, even though they can't be usher in the state they're in now, they could become usher after he'll divorce her. That much Shmuel holds on the makdash dover shavolim. Therefore it's considered Dvarim Shebein Oleveinu. But where you're mocked is something that totally is not in the world. That's the case of what's it called, Hamoser, which didn't come into the world at all. And that's not talking where she answered her hand. She answered the thing itself. There, what's a Shmuel holds that ain't not a mocked is Dvarim Shebein Oleveinu.